And it is Friday night, heading into a weekend that's going to be a bit cooler than the last couple days we went through, which I think we're all looking forward to. Well, as we roll into the heart of this election year, we'll see politicians at their best and maybe worst. But one thing to keep in mind is that they often have coaches. That's for speech, presentation, and even employing some of them acting coaches. To talk about what we could learn when it comes to effective communications, because that's what it's really all about, getting attention, being clear, and being persuasive. My next guest, which will be she'll be joining me shortly, Penny Templeton. She's a renowned acting teacher who's worked with politicians and business professionals. She's the author of a book, Acting Lions, Unleash Your Craft in Today's Lightning-Fast World of Film, Television, and Theater. She'll be joining me shortly, hopefully in a minute or two from now. And we will discuss these techniques, because I certainly want to know about them. I'm guessing you do too, because it's not just a matter of using them yourself, but it's also a matter of seeing through it. In fact, Penny is on the line with us now. Is not. Okay. In fact, Penny's calling me now on, I believe, my cell phone. So, I cannot say the number on the air, unfortunately. Let's do a PSA and we'll get Penny on real quick.
Talk Radio, 1320 WILS, Lansing's only radio news source for live Lansing news talk programming. Lansing's only radio source for in-depth, comprehensive Lansing area news coverage. And the live Lansing coverage from 1320 WILS doesn't stop there. Now, listen to your Lansing update online anytime at 1320WILS.com, your one-stop source for all the news you need. Listen to and read the latest Lansing news updates from the 24-hour WILS newsroom. The latest State of Michigan news, up to the second fair and balanced coverage from Fox News, Wall Street Journal Business Reports, political coverage and video, technology tips from 1320 WILS Sunday host Kim Commando, and updated Michigan sports coverage, plus bios of every show and host you hear on WILS. For comprehensive Lansing news, there's only one real choice. More compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Okay, we're back. I do have Penny Templeton on the line now. She is an acting teacher and the author of the book Acting Lions, Unleash Your Craft in Today's Lightning-Fast World of Film, Television, and Theater. Penny, thank you very much for joining us this evening. And I think we just had Penny, and I think she just went away. But I think, James, I bet if you call her back right now, we can get her on the line. Never know with these phones. I mean, look, this is live radio, and you're hearing it. Sometimes the phones work, sometimes they don't. But Penny does have quite some very interesting stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about the types of cues you can look for when someone's acting. I mean, that's kind of the trick. And I want to ask her, when she sees Mitt Romney or President Obama, does she see them acting? Are there points where they kind of go into their acting shtick? And I want to get a sense for what we can look for, because I think it'll be very, very informative. And also, are there ways we can ourselves improve our abilities? Oh, I think Penny joins us now. Penny, thanks very much for joining us this evening.
Hello, Mike.
Thanks a lot. So I want to talk to you about working with politicians. You know, they probably have a pretty well-developed presentation skill set to begin with. What is the first thing you focus on to help them communicate more effectively?
Well, they don't all have well-developed communication skills. That's the interesting thing. Sometimes they're trained to work technically, but they don't know how to really bring themselves to the role of politician, just like a bad actor.
Now, what is the key to really coming off natural, comfortable, authoritative, and electable?
Well, it's finding the truth within yourself so that you're authentic whenever you're speaking to a group or when you're in a debate, so that you're not faking it. So that, for instance, if you're speaking with one group in the Midwest and you're not comfortable, you haven't been out to the Midwest and it's not your natural environment, then you want to ask yourself, you know, what do I want to do here with these people? Maybe you want to get them on your side to realize you're like them. So you got to plan it ahead and say, what's my vision for them? And maybe your vision is to say to them, look, I'm a millionaire many times over. and you get their attention.
Then you say to them,
look, I'm just like you. I get up in the morning, I brush my teeth, I have a cup of coffee, and I saw a lady the other day on TV who was let out of her house being foreclosed. And that lady reminded me of my grandmother, and I'm not going to let that happen to
I
you.
I see. Connect with the audience. I want to talk about Mitt Romney, because he's been specifically criticized for looking very unnatural, sounding
he
unnatural.
Is.
What would you tell him? How would you coach him to improve his presentation?
Well, it's interesting. Now he's, you know, it's interesting because each of the candidates are in transition. And with Mitt Romney, he was, you know, one, he tries to please everyone. So in front of one group, he'll tell them one thing, in front of another group, another. We trust politicians or people who just let themselves be. If you try to be perfect each time, no one believes you because they see you trying to be perfect. So now Mitt's kind of dropped into his center because he's talking about finances and the financial world. So he's comfortable with that. But his delivery is not working. He is very stiff. He brings it way out to the crowd instead of letting the audience come into him. And the way to do that is to connect your feelings with the audience, you know, like Clinton did. Feel their pain and not push it out. When you go ahead of yourself, when you push out beyond your boundaries of being dropped in and comfortable, then you're stressing yourself. You're not being in that relaxed, as you said, authoritative, comfortable place. And so my job, just like with actors in my studio, it's a very similar situation because a politician, you're playing a character. The character is you. That's the only difference. Whereas an actor gets the job of a character, and then great actors fill it with their truth.
But the line is, you want to be relaxed, but you also want to be compelling, right? You can't just be yourself, potentially boring, monotone, right? You have to light up a room a bit, don't you?
Well, you have to find that exciting side of yourself. You have to find what makes me go on fire, you know? And what makes me interesting, and what's going to communicate and connect with those people. So there are different sides to ourselves. When I'm working with actors in my studio, and in my book, Acting Lions, I talk about different techniques to bring, first you got to figure out who you are. Does Mitt Romney really know who he is?
Well,
you know, I would sit down with Mitt and say, you know, tell me about yourself. What do you believe in? Who has been an influence in your life? Who are you comfortable with? And then if I saw him like spark and come alive, I'd say, yeah, let's use that. Think of that person. Don't talk to the audience as one big audience, but talk to the people one person at a time and use that person in your life that you can connect with so that you don't feel like you're just talking to people who don't know you.
Do you ever find that, especially politicians who have to take on so many different dimensions, they really lose who they are, and they might not even know exactly who they are?
Michael, you have just hit the nail on the head. That's the problem, and I think that's the challenge with Romney. So I see him, you know, yesterday, and he seems very comfortable in himself, but he's just stiff because he's not comfortable in his body.
Let me ask you about President Obama. You know, he obviously a very skillful politician. I have to admit, as president, his speeches to me can be extremely boring. It's a very low, slow-paced way that he goes about it,
right,
versus his campaign style, which can be quite a bit more boisterous. What do you think when you see him in action?
I think that's great observation, because he's got a hot and cold side to him, doesn't he, Mike?
Well, he does, and I wonder, do you think that is effective, or would you coach him to maybe find a middle ground there?
Well, I don't know about a middle ground, because I think when he's campaigning, he is really in his truth. I mean, he finds something to connect with, and he goes, and we all respond to it. But then there's that kind of disconnected side, where he needs to bring in more of, he needs to say, you know, now how is this going to make me feel something here, and how can I need to get this across? How can I do that in a way that's going to make me want to do it? So that's what we call substitutions in acting. You find real things in your life, and you say, okay, I'm going to think of this, and that's going to make me come alive in that moment. Or you make choices with your material.
One last question, Penny, about a minute left. Ultimately, though, you're saying that there's no external technique to mastering this. It's really a matter of delving into yourself and doing natural things, and you can't really, in a sense, coach it from the outside.
Well, that's my belief, you know. And in fact, just for your listeners, I have placed a chapter called Creating You on my website, and your listeners can download the chapter for free, and it's much more detailed, and they can see what we're talking about, how to create yourself, how to find out who you are, and find those authentic sides to yourself. Hmm. You just have to go to www.actinglions.com and click on the button, and you can read the whole chapter from my book, Acting Lions.
Sounds good. Penny Templeton, she is an acting teacher, the author of the book, Acting Lions, Unleash Your Craft in Today's Lightning-Fast World of Film, Television, and Theater.
Penny, listen, we all want to be effective with business, family, or politics. If you know who you are and how to be your authentic self, it wakens up that lion within you. That's my goal.
That sounds good. Penny, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
I think we all have some lions to awaken here. We're coming right back. Michael.